Hi, this is Martha, a children's librarian at the New Haven Free Public Library. I'm reviewing the novel Fighting Words by Kimberly Brubaker Bradley. I decided to read this book because it's written by the Newbery Honor-winning author of The War That Saved My Life, which I really enjoyed. This book, Fighting Words, was much more difficult to read, not because it has hard words, but because the subject matter is very disturbing. The story is about two sisters, 10-year-old Della and 16-year-old Suki. It's told from Della's point of view. Della has a really hard time in school. Her new teacher is quick to blame her when Della uses inappropriate words, which she does a lot. Della gets in trouble a lot. But parents, just so you know, in the book when Della uses an inappropriate word, it's replaced with the word snow, so she could put it in the story. What we quickly find out is that there are reasons that Della is so angry with the world and has so much trouble concentrating on her math. Della and Suki's mom has been in jail for years. They have two different dads, both out of the picture, and have been living with their mom's former boyfriend for a long time. They had to run away from his home one night when the boyfriend, Clifton, touched Della inappropriately. They are sent to an emergency foster home, which is horrible, and then to live with Francine, a foster mother who is kind but has had her share of troubles. Through it all, Della has always had Suki to take care of her. When Suki starts waking up screaming every night with nightmares, Francine insists that Suki get help. At first, Suki refuses to talk about it, but then attempts suicide. Della soon learns that Suki has had to put up with far more abuse from Clifton than Della ever knew. Suddenly, everything is turned around and Suki desperately needs Della. But how can she help or ever repay Suki for everything she gave up, including her own childhood, to keep Della safe? It means speaking up and telling the truth about what happened, which takes a lot of courage, but is worth it to save Suki. This is a very emotional but necessary look at sexual abuse and the stigma that surrounds it. It has a lot of power in that Della does find a way to help Suki, and Suki gets the help she desperately needs. So it shows that victims of sexual abuse can seek help and can and do get better. Also, when I read the author's comments at the end of the book, I learned that she is a survivor of sexual abuse as a child, and she wants kids to know that she was able to heal by telling her story. This book is recommended for mature 10 to 14-year-olds. It won many awards, including the School Library Journal Best Book of the Year Award, and is a Newbery Honor Book. You can check it out from the New Haven Free Public Library.